We continue nine lines down from the top on Nun Amid Aleph. We've been discussing the Evan Marculis, the stones, which is one stone on top of two stones, and that is Aser as Avodah Zarah. And then we had a question about the stones that are next to them. Are they considered part of the heap? Do they have the Kedusha or not? And that was the Machlokas we discussed in the beginning. But now we mention, we're referring back to the earlier point, Amar Mar, Biyadua Shenishru Mimenu, Divya Kol Asuras. We mentioned before that if you know for a fact that these stones were once part of the heap and they subsequently fell off, then they still remain Asura. They still have the Kedusha of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Not so fast. Urimini, let me question this. Avanim shenishru min hamarkulis, niros imo asuros, she'ein niros imo mutaros. V'Rabbi Shmuel Omer, shalosh asuros, shtaim mutaros. We have a brisa which clearly says, if stones fell off of the heap of the Marculis, if they appear to be connected, they're asur, but if they no longer appear to be connected, they're permissible. And Rabbi Shmuel says, if you see three, it's asur, if you see two, it's mutar. So clearly, you see here, even if they were part of the Marculis, it still depends. It's not an automatic. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, that brisa is mistaken. It's a misprint. Lo tema shenishru el ema shenimtu. It doesn't mean that don't read it as that it fell off of the heap. Rather, it was found next to the heap. Because yes, if it fell off of the heap, it's going to be usher no matter what. Here it was found next to the heap, and that's the problem. But it was a misprint. So that's one issue that the rabbis wanted to clarify. Now the Gemara wants to clarify another issue. V'savar Rabbi Shmuel shtayim mutaros. Does Rabbi Yishmael really maintain that if you find two stones nearby the Marculis, as we said last time, not within one amma, but at least within four ammas, it's going to be permissible? Why is that? V'hatanya, we have a brisa which seems to indicate otherwise. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shtayim b'tfisa lo asuros, shalosh afilu meruchakos asuros. If you find three even far away, we'll call that within four ammas, that's asur. But if you find two in one tfisa, and what is a tfisa? It means within a gathering. What's this gathering? Rashi says, stam tfisa is considered within four amos. So if you find two within four amos, asuros. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, if you find, Rabbi Shmuel seems to indicate here that if you find two stones within four amos of the Marculis, it's going to be prohibited. Not just within one amma. But before we said only if you find three within four amos, it's a problem. If you find two, it's not. So how do we reconcile this? So Rava comes along and says, no problem, I have the solution here too. Amar Rava Lokasha, kan b'tfisa achas, kan b'shtei tfisos. Ah, we're making a mistake. It depends how many tfisas we're talking about. One is a one grab, and one is two grabs. What do you mean, one grab versus two grabs? It's the how quickly, or not how quickly, but the ease of gathering these stones. What do you mean the ease of gathering these two stones? Hechidami, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Deika gova beni beni. There are mounds in between the stones. So you have the head Marculis, the heap of stones. Then you have one stone, let's say within two amos away. Then you have a pile of just random stones. And then you have another pile behind it. So you have a heap, let's not call it a pile of stones, beni beni. It's a mound. It's just a mound of dirt in between the two stones, and therefore it's considered two gatherings, and that's a situation where we would say it's mutter. But if it's within one tefisa, there's no mound blocking the two, it would be prohibited. So this brisa stands, that if you find two within one tefisa, within four amos, it's going to be usur. But our Mishnah, what the Rabbi Shmuel is talking about, with zu b'tzad zu, if you find two, it's going to be permissible, it's because there was a mound in between. So again, another idea you have to read into the Mishnah, which wasn't clear. Of course, this brings up an earlier question, because earlier we said, if you find those stones within the two stones within four amos, it's going to be permissible. So now you have the answer. What they're explaining now is that you found it with the mound in between, and that's the reason why it's going to be permissible. But if you find it without the mound, it's going to be prohibited. Now the Gemara asks another question. Umarkulus ki haigavna mihavi? Is there such a markulus like this? What do you mean like this? Well, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a case where you have two stones next to each other. Zu b'tzad zu. And we're going to say that it's prohibited because it's within one tefisa, it's within one gathering place. But that's not Rabbi Shmuel's... what was Rabbi Shmuel's rationale? Why did Rabbi Shmuel say that when you find two stones next to the mound, it's going to be problematic? It's not because it appears to be connected to it. That's the Chachamim's approach. Rabbi Shmuel's approach is that you make a markulis with it. So when did we say that it's problematic? Now when you find two, only when you find three, because that's a markulis. But now we're saying even if you find two within four amos, it's going to be problematic. But you don't make a markulis that way. You don't make a markulis with two next to each other. V'hatanya, elu hein avnei beis kulis, achas mikan, v'achas mikan, v'achas al gabein. It's one on top and two underneath it. So how can we say over here that these are a markulis and not a markulis? So the Gemara answers, Amarava kitanya hahi be'ikar markulis. What we mean is that the main markulis is a minimum of three stones, one on top and two underneath it. However, when you make a small markulis next to the other one, because again, Rabbi Shmuel said people would make a small markulis next to the bigger one, that doesn't mean a small markulis doesn't mean three. A small markulis can even be koldu, can even be one, it can even be two. That's not an issue. And that is why, quite Rabbi Shmuel, it would be an issue. I don't believe there's any more worshipping of markulis, so this is not so practical for us. The Gemara continues with a story. Beyanai Malka Charuv, the kingdom of Yanai was destroyed. The house was destroyed. His palace. Asu Ovdei Kachavim, the Okme Bay Markulis. The Ovdei Kachavim went inside and they put in Markulis stones there for Avodah Zarah. Asu Ovdei Kachavim Acharini. Then another group of Ovdei Kachavim came in. The Lo Palchi Markulis that don't worship the Markulis stones. Shaklinu, they took them out of the house. V'chipu ben drachim ustartos, and they used it to pave the roads. So now the question was, were you allowed to walk on these roads that were used for Avodah Zarah at one point? Ikar Rabbanan de Parshi, v'ikar Rabbanan de Lo Parshi, there are some rabbis that decided not to walk on those streets. They avoided these stones, and some didn't. Rav Yochanan came along and said, "Benon shel kedoshin mahalach aleihen v'ana nifrash mehen." He said that the sons of holy people would walk on these streets, and we're not going to walk on these streets. Why should we be so frum? So now the Gemara asks, as it interjects, "Man niush benon shel kedoshin." Who is this son of holy people that we're referring to here? That Rabbi Yochanan is referring to Rabbi Menachem. But Rabbi Simoi, it's referring to Rabbi Menachem. Why Rabbi Menachem? Vamai karulu benan shel kedoshim. Why is he called the son of holy ones? Ta'afilu b'tzursa dezuzul mistakel. He didn't even look at the image on a coin. He was so frum, he didn't look at the image of a coin. And Rabbi Menachem was so frum, didn't look at the image of a coin, and he still walked on that path. We don't need to be so frum. So the question is, why was he so lenient, or why were others machmir? And that's what the Gemara is going to ask. My time at man de parish. What was the reason for those who were machmir, who didn't walk on that path? Savar laki had amar Rav Gidol, amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, amar Rav. Minayin letgrovus avodas kachavim she'en lo betela olamis, shenemar v'yitzmdu lebal peor, v'yochelu ziv chemesim, mames ein lo betela le'olam, af tegrovus avodas kachavim, ein lo betela le'olam. Says, you know why there are people who are machmir? It's because they understood this whole Gemara differently than we've been understanding since the beginning. We set out from the beginning that with regards to these markulis is, since it's all temporary in nature, these stones are considered part of the Avodah Zarah. So if it falls off, we consider it Avodah Zarah itself. That's how you use it. It's all temporary in nature. And since it's all Avodah Zarah, then what happens with Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is the most machmir, but also has the potential for the most kula, for the leniency. What do you mean? Because Avodah Zarah can be nullified. You can't worship it. You can't touch it when it's in its state of Avodah Zarah, but Once it's nullified, it's a different story. It's nothing now. It's considered Eitzim Vavanim. It's just literally stones, stones that have no sanctity. But if it's Tikrovis Avodah Zarah, if it was used to worship the Avodah Zarah, it can never be nullified. So here they said, you know what these stones are? These stones, they maintained were Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. They're part of the serving of the Avodah Zarah. And that's why they never stayed there, because they can never be, no one can nullify. Not even a non-Jew can nullify, because it was used to serve the Avodah Zarah. It never is nullified. Just like you can't, a mace is not batal, meaning the kedut there always has tumah, so too the tumah always remains on the tikrovis. And then the Gemara asks, well, uman de lo parish, what about the other one who says who didn't, who walked on the area? Why were they not machmir for the tikrovis of Avodah Zarah? Amar ba'ina ke'ein pnim veleka. No, it has to be like ein pnim. What do you mean pnim? In order for Tikrovis of Avodah Zarah to be a thing, it has to be like pnim, like the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean like the Beis HaMikdash? It has to be something which was served in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have a korban which was served in the Beis HaMikdash, and you brought a korban of an animal to an Avodah Zarah, that is Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. But a stone was never served in the Beis HaMikdash as an offering to God, and therefore a stone can never become Tikrovis Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. You would be allowed to walk on the roads. Why? Because it was nullified by the next group of idolaters who came in and made them as stones on the road. They clearly nullified the Avodah Zarah. And now the Gemara continues with a similar story. Am Rav Yosef Bar Abba Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiyah La'asrin. Rabba Bar Yirmiyah went to a certain town. Fa'asav Aisi Masnisa Biyada. And he came with a certain brisa, a certain teaching, which is as follows. Ovid Kachalim Shehevi Avanim Min Hamarkulis V'chipa Ben Drachim Betartios Mutaros. If an idolater brings Markulis stones and uses them to pave roads, they're mutter. And he said, Yisrael Shevi Avanim Min Markulis V'chipa Ben Drachim Betartios Asuros. But if a Jew takes the Markulis stones and uses them to pave the roads, it's usher. You can't walk on those roads. And he said, Veleis Nagar Velo Bar Nagar De Yifrkine. And I don't know anybody, a Nagar Bar Nagar is a Chacham Ben Chacham, as Rashi says. I don't know any wise man who can interpret this for me. However, Rav Sheshes came along and he said, Ana Lo Nagar, Ana Velo Bar Nagar Ana. I'm not a carpenter, I'm not a Chacham, I'm not the son of a Chacham. However, Upriknale, I'm going to be able to resolve this challenge. My kushya led Rav Gittel. You know what was bothering Rav Gittel? Why he said what he said? Why he ruled this way? Be'ina ke'ein panim v'leika. You need ke'ein panim. It needs to be, in order to be usher as a tikrovis of Avodah Zarah, it has to be like an offering which was given on the base in the base of Mikdash. If it's not, then it doesn't have the same status. So if a Yisrael takes the Markulis and uses it to pave the roads, it's still going to maintain its Kedushas Avodah Zarah, because a Jew cannot nullify Avodah Zarah. But if a non-Jew takes the Avodah Zarah away and nullifies it and uses it to pave the roads, there's no more Kedusha. It's not even Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, because it's not Kein Penin, and therefore you have no issue. You are allowed to walk on the roads. So when we initially started, we started off with the assumption that this is not an issue of Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, this is Avodah Zarah itself. But now we've come full circle from everything we've said before, and we're now saying that this is actually a matter of Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. And when it comes to the question is whether it's still considered Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. If it, the Chumrah of Tikrovis Avodah Zarah is that even though it's not Avodah Zarah itself, nevertheless it can never be nullified, as opposed to Avodah Zarah is Mamish Avodah Zarah, Yar Gal Yavor, but at the same time Avodah Zarah has the potential to be nullified.